Hello, welcome to another episode, I suppose you have to call it, of John Burns Walks About. I'm doing something fairly unusual for me today. I'm actually walking on the Great Glen Way. I've just walked out of Drumnadrocket. I got the bus from my home in Inverness to Drumnadrocket. And the advantage of that, of course, at my age is it's free. Showed me bus pass, no problem at all. Still feel as though I'm cheating doing that, but, you know, if I can get away with it. So here I am. I have to say, I didn't start recording until earlier on, because the first couple of miles, to be quite honest, are fairly unpleasant. You're walking along pavement beside the A82, which is the main road from Fort William to Inverness. It's fairly busy, fairly noisy, and the path is a bit, I don't know, tortuous. It winds its way round houses. But you do get some great views of Loch Ness, one of which I'll put up on my website. Now I'm doing this walk. I don't normally do these ways and stuff, you know. But I'm doing this walk because at the end of the month, I'm hoping to walk the Pennine Way with a mate of mine. And as those of you who know me will realise, I am an Adonis. I thought I might try and get into shape a bit. So here I am, trying to walk the 18 and a half miles to Inverness. Yeah, so I'm about to enter the forest, and I'll catch up with you later. Take care. Well, it's a really nice day on the Great Glen Way today, I have to say. It's not too hot, but it's nice and sunny. It's not raining. It's always a bonus, isn't it? And I've climbed away from the road, thank God. I've been going up some fairly big zigzags. Basically, this route, I suppose, it climbs out of the glen and follows the ridge along beside Loch Ness itself. So it's a bit of a ridge walk, I suppose, once you get up high. The early part of the route really contains most of the climbing, I sincerely hope. So we'll see. I have actually stopped for a pork pie. Now, I know that's a fairly controversial thing. I like pork pies, I'm not ashamed to admit. But last time I admitted that in one of my blogs, the food police were all over me. And I was told, but basically, eating a pork pie for a man of my age is suicidal. That's the way it goes. So, I don't know, I'm taking my chance. I figure if you walk 18 and a half mile, you know, you're allowed a pork pie or two. So anyway, I'm in the wood now. I'm not a great fan of walking through forests because all I can see is serried ranks of trees. It's quite nice. I don't know if you can you hear the wind of the trees? Hang on. Yeah, I shut up for a while. So I can hear the wind in the trees, and it's, I suppose it's quite nice in its way. It's sheltered from the sun, so it's quite cool. And the path's very, very good. I've come up the zigzags through the woods, I think I said. Climb quite a bit. I don't know what the difference is between a zig and a zag. If anybody knows what the difference is, can you have a zig and a zag without a zig, if you see what I mean? Do you have to have zigzags? I don't know. Anyway, if anyone knows that, do get in touch. Right, okay, so I better get ready, and I'll head off towards a break, and I'll maybe have a word with you when I get there. Off I go. I've just stopped for a minute here at the top of the hill. I'm still in the forest, but it's thinning out now, and I've just stopped at this point where you can sit and look out over Loch Ness itself, which is a pretty good view, I suppose. There's a wee pleasure craft just passing me by, chugging its way down the glen with lots of tourists, taking them back to Drumnadrocket, where I've just come from, in fact. Back to the way all the plastic bagpipe music is. I'm conscious of the fact that I've got a long way to go, so what I'm doing is I'm staying here so I can pace myself, you see. That's actually code for the fact that I'm knackered already. So it's a beautiful day now. The air is full of the scent of pine trees, which is hardly surprising because there's thousands of them around here. But I've done most of the climbing now, hopefully. and my legs are still moving at the moment, but I'm still at least maybe 12-13 miles to go to Inverness yet, so I suppose I better get moving. See you later. Just made the little forestry centre on a Briac, and I've come up done all the climbing now really, and but I'm still sitting in the forest, you know, surrounded by trees. And on the way here I looked across the Loch Ness, and on the far side you can see Boleskine House. Boleskine House was the home of a hero of mine, I guess. Yeah, I suppose you would have to call him a hero, Aleister Crowley. He was a hero because he was a man who respected no boundaries, I think is the best way of describing him. If you've not heard of Aleister Crowley, he was an occultist, he was a poet, he was a mountaineer. He did just about everything, did Aleister. But he lived, for at least part of his life, on the shores of Loch Ness at a house called Boleskine. Now, Boleskine House sadly burnt down not long ago, which I think Aleister in his writings predicted. But I thought I'd tell you a little story about it. What used to happen was, on the far side of Loch Ness, that's really where the original road used to go in those days. The main road ran on the south side of the loch, not the north side, not the A82, which I walked along earlier coming back from Drumadrocket. And what used to happen is on a Saturday evening, which was market day, you see, and where Aleister lived, all the farmers around him would go to market, and they'd go to in Inverness. And then they'd come back late in the evening, having sold their goods and consumed liquor. And of course, on the way back on their carts, going past his house, they'd be singing and carrying on, you know. Poor old Aleister sitting there reading his studious works. And he got a bit of fed up with this. So what he did was, he made a fake monster. And as they came past one day, he stuck its head over the hedge. And they never came that way again. They went round. It's a fair way round, too, and all. Quite a character, Aleister Crowley. Anyway, I'm going to head off now. The route now follows the road, unfortunately, for some while. It's a wide, open, sweeping moorland from here, before I get back into the forest, just before Inverness. So hopefully, if my legs are still holding up, which they seem to be just now, I'll see you then. Well, I've just completed a fairly long section, I have to say. My legs are feeling a little bit sore, but we're still getting along at a reasonable pace. I don't have a hell of a long way to go now. I've got about 2.5-3 miles back to my home. It's quite nice to be able to get a bus somewhere, walk miles over the moorland and forestry is best to describe. These aren't mountains. But be able to walk right the way back to your house. I might even pop in the shop before I get a bit home, you know. So, the weather is still beautiful. There's a slight breeze coming off Loch Ness, as there usually is, which is a bit cold. But you have the sense at this time of year, it's like April. Oh, I never know what to wear this time of year, because, you know, it can be anything from summer to a blizzard. 3 weeks ago, I was walking these hills knee-deep in blizzards, so there you go. And now it's sunny, it's warm, and you've got the feeling that the countryside, the land around you, is just about to burst open. unlike myself, I often feel I might just about to burst open, but I've managed not to. So anyway, I'm going to walk on now. I'm going to head through the remainder of, I think this is an old drove road, the route of the Great Glenway at this point. The last 2.5-3 miles into Inverness, and my little house, where I shall put my feet up and do nothing for the rest of the day. Apart from maybe eat a pork pie. See you later. Well,
Well, that's me. I've finally made it back to the studio, or my back bedroom, as it's more commonly known. I do hope you enjoyed that little walk through the Highlands to the Great Glen. The last photo on my little blog there, you can see, is the view out from the Great Glen Way across the city of Inverness. It used to be a town, but then they changed it into a city. And from there, I plodded back down to my wee house and was very glad of a sit down and a cup of tea. Before we go, there's something I've got to do. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about my forthcoming book. It's called The Last Hill Walker. You'll love it. It's about 40 years in Britain's hills, and it's about my journeys, my beginnings in the Lake District, and my journeys on the Pennine Way, and ice climbs and dramatic rescues. Oh, it's stunning stuff. The only catch, to be honest, is that you can't have it because it's not out yet. So I'm telling you about it. This is what I call negative marketing, you see. I'm telling you about my book, but you can't have it. And of course, you always want what you can't have, don't you? But this is Godfried, my Scandinavian marketing manager, insisted that he told me, you have not mentioned the book. You have not done well in your podcast. So I've mentioned the book now, and Godfried will be happy. I'm sure he will. You can't really tell with Godfried. I know he smiled for the last 20 years. But basically, you know, I've been told to do this. So that was my little blog. My feet and my legs are very sore. I think I might jump in the bath. Whether I'll be able to jump out of the bath is quite another question, but I'm going to do that. I do hope you've enjoyed the little walk. Came out at something like 17.5 miles, 1,600 feet of ascent. And I can tell you that my feet know every step of that little route. Marvellous little day, beautiful day, lovely walk. Thanks for joining me, and join me again on my next little audio walk. Take care then. Have some good times. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.